The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Nathan MacKinnon, the beauty and the beast. The nice thing about the playoffs, I find, is that you get to watch, I've tried to watch so many Colorado games as possible. We get to watch a player play over and over and over again as they move towards, the first round, second round, conference final, then to the Stanley Cup final. You really get kind of get dialed in on the player. And Nathan MacKinnon, obviously, he's started off as a bang in this restart, whatever you want to call it, playoff round. But last night, to me, he made what is the best of both sides of Nathan MacKinnon, which is the effort he puts into the game, but also the skill. So the goal that kind of did it for me, the puck was kind of coming up the right side of Dallas's end. And as it was going up the wall, it gets knocked back down. At this point, it's 2-1, about 60 minutes left to go of the game. The next goal is crucial. And Burakovsky gets above the puck and pounds it back down the wall. It gets to John Klingberg. Klingberg's a very skilled defenseman. Now, Nathan MacKinnon's just behind him, and the puck kind of dribbles behind him. And as it's going behind him, Nathan MacKinnon uses his body to box out Klingberg. So he puts his bum into Klingberg, and now he's boxed out. And by doing that, Klingberg kind of gets knocked down a little bit. But what it creates is a 2-on-1 for just the two most dangerous players on the Avs, which is Mikko Rantanen and Nathan MacKinnon. And it all happens because he seals Klingberg by turning his back to him, putting his body into him, and Klingberg's done. So that's the beast part of it. And now you want to talk the beauty. He walks out of the corner. And if you haven't seen the goal, he walks out of the corner, on the inside. He sticks on the inside, so he's on his offside. So there's got to be respect for that shot there. The D-man goes down, and he throws, not the most beautiful sauce I've ever seen, but a pretty sick pass over the D-man stick. That lands, just as it lands, Mikko Rantanen roofs it. And that's a beautiful shot by Randon. But that's the two sides of Nathan MacKinnon you see. You see the physical part that seals the D-man, then the quick turnaround, now I'm attacking. I'm attacking it at full speed, make the D-man make a choice. The goalie's got to respect his shot, and he sauces it over. Mikko Rantanen makes an unreal catch and shoot, or a one-timer, I guess, not really a catch and shoot. But that's both sides of it, guys and girls. And when you watch Nathan MacKinnon, the way that he can beat you in different ways. Yeah, he's got speed and he's got good hands. He's got a shot, but he's not afraid to use his body and his strength to box guys out. And as a D-man, that's really, really hard because he can beat you in so many different ways. And on this play, he creates a goal. Well, one, because Burakovsky's in the right place and you got to give him a lot of credit. The winger doesn't handle great for the Stars, but Nathan MacKinnon is aware and strong enough to know if he seals Klingberg, they've got a 2-on-1, and just a sick play, Greggs. And I saw that play last night, but you've got to be kidding me. Unreal.